Ooh. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Four. Oh. Okay. Let's go. This is going to be fun. Gangway. I don't know where to look to find Storyland, but I'm sure it must be somewhere around here. All I have to do is travel around this great big sky. It should be a fantastic voyage wherever I happen to go. Whoa. Who's that over there? I'd better have a closer look.
Hello.
Excuse me for disturbing you, beautiful lady. My, she's pretty. So much to see. Huh? Oh. Look here, a baby about to be born.
Hello, little train. Will you come and play with me after I'm born?
He's a cute little fella.
Bye.
By itself. Oh, nothing around here worth telling a story about.
Obviously, this train can't see very well. What he needs is the sun. Come on out, old sun.
So, with the light of the blazing sun to guide him, the little train happily chugged his way around the vast universe in search of the fabled storyline. He saw many things on his journey. He saw, for instance, that the Earth is really round. And to prove it, he chugged around it several times. In fact, he became so fascinated with the Earth that at first he didn't notice the glittering stranger that had drawn near. Was indeed Storyland, and the little train chugged round and round it in excited delight until, unable to contain himself any further, he plunged into the pages of a story. Well, he was so proud to have found this wondrous place that he capered and cavorted for sheer joy. He puffed and he chugged and he called out to everyone, even the birds, until at last he remembered the reason why he had come. He was supposed to be finding a story for his writer friend. Oh, well. He did finally make his way out to the country, where the seeds of a story were being planted in a small circus on the outskirts of town.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Why don't I ever get any cooperation around here? Where the devil is everybody?